And here's the morning news. Last night, the MV Manuatele left Pango Pango Harbor carrying a boatload of American Samoa government officials bound for Manua. According to reports from Manua, there are approximately 100 ASG officials and employees in the Malanga. As of news time, the boat is waiting for sunrise to dock at Ofu. Governor Leimanu Paletimonga and First Lady Ella are reportedly traveling to Ofu by plane with other officials. KHJ News inquiries sent to the governor's office about the trip have not yet been answered. According to information that we have been able to gather, the group will attend a groundbreaking for the Ofu Airport runway rehabilitation and a groundbreaking for a new school building on Tau. It's reported that nearly every department is represented in the traveling group, and many directors are included. One of the reported aims, according to ASG officials in Manua, is to gather firsthand information and look at how their services to Manua can be improved. A KVZK TV crew is also with the Malanga. The travelers are to return to Tutuila over the weekend. The COVID-19 task force says it has received many requests from residents and businesses for charters from Samoa and other neighboring islands like Tonga and Fiji. In its latest press release issued Tuesday, the task force says it is looking at having flights on March 28th and 31st to and from Samoa for residents who need to apply or renew their U.S. visas. This will enable local residents who are Samoan citizens to travel on the return flight for the April 15th repatriation flight from Honolulu. The task force has also received a request for a chartered flight for Fletcher's Construction to bring in engineers to oversee the American Samoa Power Authority East Side projects. The flight, which is tentatively planned for early April, may also include essential workers for other local businesses. The task force is also looking at a repatriation flight from Tonga in April to take stranded residents there, though this has not yet been finalized. Meanwhile, Samoa Airways announced that it is scheduling one repatriation flight for Samoan nationals and cargo from American Samoa to Samoa on Wednesday, March 31st. The airline said all passengers are required to have medical clearance and negative COVID-19 tests 48 hours prior to departure. Let's hear it for the Tafuna High School JROTC. For the second time, the team has advanced to the championship round of the Army JROTC Academic Bowl. This makes them one of just 114 JROTC units from across the U.S. Western states, the territories, and Japan to compete in the finals in Washington, D.C. Sergeant Tomasina Le Solaita, the Tafuna High School JROTC instructor, credits the six-member team's dedication and long hours of practice for passing the first and second level of the competition. Sergeant Solaita explained that the students are ready for the championships.
They're still working on the details for the safety of our kids and also American Samoa, too. We are crossing our fingers that our borders will be open sometime around June or May. So our kids will go compete. They've been practicing, studying hard on all the core subjects like math, English, science, history, government, and to participate in this event. And our kids did an outstanding job.
The leader of the Catholic Church in American Samoa, Bishop Peter Brown, has welcomed the news that Hope House, which is operated by the Diocese of Samoa, Pango Pango, can now enroll as a Medicaid provider. Reacting to the announcement, Bishop Brown said, "With great joy and thanks to God, the Diocese of Samoa, Pango Pango, and the community of Hope House rejoices at the news." He said the process has taken over 3 years of dedicated work by the Medicaid office, the board, and management of Hope House. The approval will provide additional support for the care of our elderly and open up Hope House to future services for the American Samoa community. For example, we could offer post-operative care and end-of-life palliative care. Bishop Brown added that this wonderful news comes at a time of uncertainty for Hope House. Since the ANA grant that provided funding for caregivers and professional development the last 5 years expired in December of 2020. "We are extremely grateful for this blessing and extend our gratitude to former Governor Lolo Matalasi Molinga, current Governor Leimanu Paletimonga, and their administrations for initiating the local appropriations to support Hope House." He also thanked the FONO for approving the funds, as well as Medicaid Director Sandra King Young and the Medicaid Office for their untiring support throughout the application process. I also thank the wider community of American Samoa for your daily support of Hope House in so many ways, said the bishop. Hope House is the only facility of its kind in American Samoa to provide care for the elderly, terminally ill patients, and children with severe disabilities. That's your morning news. If you'd like details on these stories and many more, plus a look at our new podcasts in English and Samoan, visit talanay.com. Have a wonderful day.